friends. This year should be a special schus for Chaim Meir ben Rivka, and for Rabbi Yaakov ben Dina Chasha, and for Rabbi Aaron Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai, and for Chaim Yoshua ben Ephraim HaKohen. We're going to be basing this on a Lag Bomer Sicha of Mori Rabbi, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita. In the Zemer of Bar Yochai, Bar Yochai, we say, Moshev Tov Yashavta, you sat in a good place. Yom Nasta Yom Asher Barachta, a day ran after a day that you ran away. B'ma'aras Tzurim, in this cave of rocks. She'amadita, that you stood. Sham Kanisa Hodcha V'Hadarecha, there you acquired your splendor and your glory. So we have to understand this inyan of Ma'aras Tzurim that's mentioned in this pizmon and this piyut. It was a dark cave. There was nothing in it, not from Tzad Gashmias and not Mitzad Ruchnias. All they had to eat there was this Eitz Chruvim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos that Chruvim Ra'im La'olam, it's bad for you, these Chruvim. Da'al Yud Aleph. They didn't have a garment to cover themselves with. All they had was some sand, which cut into their flesh, Rabbi Shimon and his son. They weren't shielded from the cold, from the wind, from the rain, from the snow. And there was nothing there also from a Ruchniyistika perspective. There was no Sefer Torah to read on Monday and Thursday, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. There were no other Yidden, there wasn't a minyan, there wasn't wine for Kiddush and Havdalah, there wasn't Matzah on Pesach, a Sukkah on Sukkot, a Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, a Megillah on Purim. So what are we saying? Bar Yochai Moshev Tov Yashavta, we should say Moshev Lo Tov Yashavta, it was Geferlich. Despite the fact that it was so terrible, Sham Kanisa Hodcha V'Hadarecha. So why do we say it was a Moshev Tov Yashavta? What was so good about it? So we can explain based on the Yisod from a Gemara in Bava Basra, famous Gemara, Lamdashi Gemara, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. There we're talking about Nascha de Rebbe Abba, this silver piece two people fought about, and they came in front of Rebbe Abba, and he decided what the din will be with this Nascha. So the Lashon of the Gemara is, Vahainu Nascha de Rebbe Abba. Why is it called Nascha the Rebbe Abba? Wasn't Rebbe Abba's Nascha? Wasn't his silver piece? It was theirs. He was just a judge. You should say Nascha Shadunba Rebbe Abba. Wasn't his Nascha? So we can explain this based on the well-known Maisa with Rabbi Yeshua Lamikutne. At one time, two Bali Dinim came before him for a case. They were arguing about who owns a certain piece of land. And Rabbi Yehoshua went out to see what they were talking about. And they go to the field. They're screaming at each other. And suddenly they see that Rabbi Yehoshua is bending down. And his ears, and his neck, puts his ear next to the ground. They were wondering, what's the Rav doing? So Rabbi Yehoshua said, each one of you is screaming that it's mine. You say it's mine. You say it's mine. And therefore I bent down to ask the ground what she thinks. And the ground answered, he says that I'm his. He says that I'm his. But in the end, both of them are going to come to me. I'm going to own both of them. The premise of this Maisa is that this world is an Olam HaCholef. Everybody thinks that this is my world. Come on. At the end of the day, everybody ends up in the same ground. And that's the Nascha de Rebbe Abba. These two people were fighting about the Nascha. We don't know who they were or what they were. Nothing remains of them. 1500 years, back then they were very important people. Today nobody knows who they were. Who does everybody remember? Rabbi Abba. Because he was Mechadish the Gevaldik Echidish, Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Meshalim. Every Ben Torah knows this. Anybody who learns in Yeshiva knows this. All the Lamdas and the Rishonim and the Achronim. So really, it was all Rabbi Abba's. Snomlathi Ibn Ezra writes in his song about his poem about his bad luck, Ashkim Lebe Sisar Omrim Kvar Rochav, Avole Serav Omrim Kvar Shochav, Oyala Merkav, Oyala Mishkav, Oyala Ishani Nolad Beli Kochav. He said, whatever happened to me, everything went wrong. I went up in the morning to the house of the Tsar, and they said he left. Came at night, they said I already went to sleep. He said, woe unto a poor person who was born without a star, without a good mazel. I think he wrote that if I would make candles, there would stop being night. If I'd be an undertaker, people would stop dying. Ibn Ezra seemed to have bad luck. So this Tsar, who the Ibn Ezra wanted to have a shaychus to, was very important in his days. Nobody remembers him anymore today. The Ibn Ezra thought he was a nobody. Now 900 years have passed. We don't remember this Tsar. He died. That's it. And the Ibn Ezra people are learning every single day. The Heilige Pnei Menachem once wanted to be Menachem Avil. Somebody lost his young daughter. Pnei Menachem said, Anichem Avela, Moshe Lamad Avedome. Person who never saw a bank comes in and he sees somebody going up to the bank teller, signs a piece of paper, and he gets loads of money. Another person comes in with loads of money and he gives it to the teller. This person never saw a bank. He thinks the person giving his money owes the bank. It's chayav money. The person getting the money is receiving money. Psh, lucky, lucky. And he doesn't know that it's fakert. The person receiving money never needs a loan. He has no money. He's going to end up paying ribbis and ribbis to ribbis. And the one who gives his money to the bank, he's rich. He doesn't need the money. He has plenty of money to use. So he just puts it in the bank. It should sit there for a rainy day. And says the Pnei Menachem, the Heilige Ger Rebbe, it's the same thing about Shikul Banim, losing children, Rachmana Litzlan. Outside it looks bad, but in the Pnimius, Klapi Shemaya Galia, then I call it Tova. Hashem knows it's all for the good. Now we can go back to the Moshe of Tov Yashavta. He sat in a good place. Chazal saying the Mice of Rashbi, that's when Pinchas ben Yair saw the flesh of Rashbi, that it was filled with cracks because of the sand that he was covering himself with. He said, Oili sherisichi b'kach, risicha b'kach, woe unto me that I saw you like this. Rashbi answered, Ashrecha shiri sani b'kach, fortunate are you that you saw me like this. Had you not seen me like this, shel mali lo rei sani b'kach, lo matzasa b'kach. If you wouldn't have seen me like this, you wouldn't have found me like this. So it looks bad. It looks like you're in a ma'ara without ruchnis, without gashmis, but in fact, that's how he received his great milas. Through him, the Zohar was revealed. And the Zohar, and the Schus of the Zohar, it says in Zohar Kadisha Chela Gimel, Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, that in the Schus of the Zohar, we're going to go out of Golis. So don't think it was bad, it was very good. And that's a Chashav Alimut for all of us, that no matter what situation we're in, we should know that it's all good. It's to give us our Hod and our Hadar, like it was by Rashbi. The less Nahira El Da Hod and Nafik Migo Chashucha. Less pulchan of the kutcha brich, while we go chashucha, less tovel, and we go bisha. This is in the Zohar, chelik beis, kuf pei dalet amud aleph. There's no light that doesn't come from darkness. There's no avodas Hashem that doesn't come from darkness. There's no good unless it comes from bad. So we should see the Yeshua at shine. We should see it coming already. We should see the light already from all the darkness. And the zochet to be as gold tzedek meher v'yameinu amen. That was Maimer Rishon of Mori Rabbi Shlita. And the second Maimer, quoted the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, that Rabbi Yehuda said, famous Maisa, Rabbi Yehuda and Rashbi, Rabbi Yehuda said, look at how beautiful the deeds of the Romans are. They made marketplaces, bridges, bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi was silent, and Rashim Vayachai said, nah, they only did it for themselves. They have marketplaces for Zonos, they have bathhouses to anoint themselves, they have bridges to take taxes, get the toll. So what's in Akuzas HaMachlokas? Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the Romans are all about Pritzus and their own personal beauty and vanity, getting your money. So what was the machlokas? Svasemis asks, what about losachanim? So he answers, you're not allowed to praise goyim, you're not allowed to say about a goy, kama noe, how beautiful he is, how wonderful he is. So his answer is that he said it b'lashon tmiya. He wasn't saying it that they really are. He's saying, do you really think noe ma'aseyam? But certainly not the mashmos of the Gemara, it would seem. So we can explain the Rosharosh HaMachlokas based on what it says in the Sifran Parshas B'chukosai, Ushchafta Vein Macharit, Lo Yirei Mikol Birya Vishbati Chayera Min Aretz, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'avira Min Ha'olam, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Mashbisan Shelo Yizoku, Amar Rabbi Shimon Emasai Vishfachu Shel Makom, Bizman Shein Mazikin, O Bizman Sheyesh Mazikin Vein Mazikin, Amor Bizman Sheyesh Mazikin Vein Mazikin, Chayinu Omer Mizmer Shelo Yom HaShabbos, Lamashbis Mazikin, Olam Mashbisan Shelo Yiziku, as Habrius. So we have a machlokas, what's going to be lasid lava. Vita says all the bad animals are going to be removed from the land. Rashbi says no, they're going to be there and they're just not going to cause damage, cause harm. It's a greater milo, they're there and they're not mazik. Yesh mazikin, vein mazikin. They can do damage, but they don't. That's going to be lasid lava, that the wild animals are going to be tamed. And a child's going to be able to stick his hand into the eye of a snake, take things out of his mouth, nothing's going to happen. So the Medrash calls him Rabbi Shimon, but we know that Stam Rabbi Shimon is always Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rashi says Masechet Shabbos Beis Amud Beis. Stam Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So writes the Rambam, is Hakdam LeParish Mishnayis. Rabbi Shimon Anisker Stam, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So it comes out that according to Shitas Rabbi Huda, it's not Shaykh Lemetzius Teva Bria that the Koach HaRa will be Mizbatel from the Chai HaRa, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu Lasid Labo is going to have to remove the Chai HaRa min HaOlam, because the essence of the Chai HaRa is that she's Ra. You can't be Mizbatel the Ra Mitocha. Ra can't turn into good. Ma'ashen Ken L'shitus Rashbi Shimon Ba'yochai, there's a Metzius that the Koach HaRa is going to be Mizbatel from the Chai, because it's Mahus, is not Ra. It's not against the Bria to be Mizbatel the Koach HaRa. So when they're talking about the Chayera of Malchus Romi, the Roman Empire, so Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Metzius in the Olam that the Koach HaRa of Malchus Romi is going to be Mevat Mizbatel. And therefore when he saw this Malchus is helping Yeshua Shalodim, they're building bridges and marketplaces and bathhouses. Back then they didn't have indoor plumbing and showers in every house like we do. And you need to keep clean in public bathhouses. So even though he knew that they used it not for their own needs, for their own preaches, nevertheless, he saw b'china shel malu l'chai razu. He saw something positive in Malchus Romi. With all her mahus hara, she does ma'isim tovim that are mesayei liyeshuva shel olam. And therefore he said, look, kama noy ma'aseim shelum azu. According to Teva, they shouldn't be doing anything good, because Ra doesn't do tov, and they're still doing tov. Rashbi says, no, Achayera mitchilas b'riyas is not rabba mahusa. It's not essentially bad. Mivatel koach hara. And therefore, when he saw Malchus Romi, he said that they were matakin the shivakim, the gisharim, the rachatzos. Even though the siyua for yeshuva shalolam helps settle the world, but there's no essential value. It's mivatel their koach hara. According to Rashbi, there's a mitzvah that the Koach HaRa can be mizbatel from the Chayav. And he therefore expected that the Romans should be mevatel at legamre, and they shouldn't have they shouldn't be building marketplaces for zonos and gesharim for money. Also, the Rebbe explained elsewhere that the different time that the Rebbe Shimon looks at their pnimius hakavana, Shimon's the Zohar Kadisha, and Rebbe Yehuda looks at the chitzonius halach lemaisa, what is. So the pnimius, it was for bad; chitzonius, it was for good. According to what we're saying here, Rebbe Yehuda holds that they were essentially bad. You can't have something bad that's doing good. In order to be mevatel that, you have to be mevatel legamre. We have lusted love with the wild animals, so if we see them doing good, that's wonderful. Even though they're so bad, they still have good. And Rashbi says, no, lusted love, the animals, betzim, are good. They just have to be tamed and they're fine. So the Romans essentially could be good. And the fact that they're not, the fact that they have such bad kavanas, is a tremendous tain on them. So Rashbi gives koach for all people who fell in the net of the Yetzirah, that they can be ma'hofech, everything for the good, like he expected of the Romans. Torasa magen lanu, his Torah shields us, is like we say in the piyut. His Torah vishbati chai ram and aretz, he's going to be mashbis the koach hara. That's what shields us from the chai ra, from the Yetzirah, and helps us to be mevatel his koach. So we should be zochem et Hashem to overcome our yitzarim, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha b'tuvlev of meirov kol, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sviyas, and us.